And when I first got my tattoo here, my mom was just like, "Why? Why?" I murdered a bunch of like children. Why did you do it? Yeah. And I was like, "I just wanted to do it."
My mom also told me like it was really bad.
What?
To get tattoos.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, "You're not supposed to mar or scar your body with like the Bible verse."
Oh, yeah.
Things like Leviticus or some shit.
Yeah. But then my sister, shout out to my sister. She got a whole back piece done.
Oh, so you're in the clear.
So my mom was like, "Well, at least it's not like your sister's." She had a mural done. I got one little over here.
What did she have?
She had a dragon, a phoenix. Like,
wow. Oh, my God. Your sister's. Oh, dude.
Cherry
blossoms. Oh, shit.
Going all over.
Yeah. Dude, your sister is the most unique lady. That dude, where did she get that idea? That's just so out of left field. Who thinks of that,
dude? I've
never seen it.
Right?
Was she already made?
No, sure, but I mean,
that's what got her the guy. She was fishing for an Asian man, an ABB.
She always had Asians.
ABB. She was looking for ABB.
That's for watching me beat my ass after this episode. Where's Han? He fucking died from his sister's strangling.
I don't
fuck your shit.
You know what? Your friend, I don't like him, Han. That guy you do your stupid little show about, the one that talks about my unique ass back piece that I thought of like in my own brain and no one else could have ever replicated something like that.
See you soon, man. I'll see you at dinner soon.
It's just funny, like, yeah. Not to bash. No, fuck it. Whatever. I don't fucking know her. It's just tattoos are sick, dude. Yeah. Get whatever you want.
Yeah,
I'm sure it looks awesome.
I guess, but I was like,
I think that's sick. Yeah. I think that's really cool. Yeah. Like, I love just tattoos in general.
Yeah,
but it's just funny because it's like, it's so
niche,
cliche. It's not cliche. Niche. It's just like very derivative of what you'd expect from, because it's like. I don't know. They all do the same thing.
Yeah. I was like, phoenix, dragon, cherry blossom tree. I'm just like, you got everything. I just went super sad.
Yeah. Can you hear me out? Hear me out. I got this sick tattoo idea, but I just want to represent I am Asian AF. And he's like, I got you, fam. Give me the whole shebang, mild. How special.
See you at dinner soon.
Does she listen to this podcast? No, dude. It's fine.
Yeah, I told her about it, but I don't think she does.
Nah, dude. Yeah, who cares?
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of 3030 Podcast. We're here with our host,
Andrew.
August. Mihan.
And a sexy man.
And a sexy.
The sexiest man there is in the life.
Oh, Andrew.
So beautiful.
Sexy.
So what is this episode we're doing today?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do Am I in the Wrong?
Okay.
And we'll start off with one.
I'm stoked.
Okay. Am I in the wrong for keeping a character of my girlfriend and saying she's being ridiculous? It's actually a character of both of us. But she's the one with the problem. A couple weekends ago, my girlfriend and I decided to take a walk by the beach and grab some ice cream. We spotted an artist doing drawings of people and couples, and we figured we'd get one ourselves. My guy starts drawing, and while we just keep talking and eating our ice cream, he eventually finishes and shows us a drawing. It looks sick, sick AF. So wow. I wish I could upload it and show you guys, but...
She doesn't want to do.
I've got big ass ears, so like a cartoon, I'm like a hybrid human Dumbo. And my girlfriend looks more realistic, like herself, but a nose that's exaggeratedly huge. She has a slightly bigger nose than normal, but it's only noticeable when it's pointed out. She explained in the car that she basically reignited her insecurity over her nose and didn't want to see it. I just kept it in my cubicle at work. Long story short, she saw that art was in my cubicle and we got into a fight.
Damn.
But apparently she didn't like it.
What's his name?
They didn't say the name.
Oh.
And I told her that she was being ridiculous since it's in my cubicle and I couldn't just throw away. Am I in the wrong?
He's dating Anna Kendrick?
Oh, I love Anna Kendrick. If he wants to be in a happy relationship, throw it away. I'm just saying, if he wants me in a happy relationship.
I think it's, I don't know, it's cute.
I get it, dude. But if the girlfriend doesn't want it, it's like, dude.
Well, that's why he had that's it why at he work. Work.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but he got caught.
I just feel like she could be like, I don't like that photo. You can keep it. Just not at our house. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't show people.
But she's embarrassed because she knows other people at work are going to see it.
You're like, damn, your wife's nose is fucking massive.
She done cocaine? Yeah.
Deviate accept them much? I know. That's a schnoz.
Oh, fuck.
But he has big ears in the photo.
Yeah, but girls, like, you know, just in this case, just listen to her. You know, it's not worth the fight, in my opinion.
I would just take a photo of it and then I'd throw away. Ammunition for later. Hit it in gallery.
Yeah. I would just for the sake of the relationship, it's like so unnecessary. All right, I'll throw it away. Fine. I'll just get rid of it. That's just me.
You wouldn't keep it if you liked it.
It's like, I'm sure he is keeping it because he thinks it's cute. And it reminds him of the time they went to the boardwalk or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it's a memory. I mean, yeah, it's sentimental. And it's funny. And maybe they thought it was funny.
But for me, just, you know.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Avoid the fucking fight. All right, I'll throw it away.
Is he in the wrong because she found it at work?
He's not in the wrong, but it's just if you want to be a happy relationship, just throw it away, dude.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
Got it. Yeah.
That's my opinion. What about you guys? I don't think he's in the wrong, though.
Bro, I'd frame that shit and like put it in the living room.
I'll put on Instagram. Yeah.
What? My question would be, what do you think they would exaggerate on our features? Like if they drew a caricature of us.
Double chin.
It would be not.
Me got one got nose.
I think it'd be your teeth.
My luck teeth?
Your rabbit teeth.
You know what's funny? Like my sister always gave me shit when I was younger because she was like, if you're a girl, you'd be so pretty. But it's just like you're a boy. Because I have big eyes, long eyelashes, and a buck teeth. She's like, that doesn't belong on a boy.
Oh, yeah, because that's a bunny trait.
Yeah. So.
So I see your sister's really outlandish in general.
But you know, my buck teeth, I never really, like, I never felt insecure about it.
Nah, you got some sick chompers, bro.
Yeah.
Just means you eat well. You probably eat more efficiently than everyone else. So
true.
Would like to see you just like, just gnaw a carrot. It's probably easy as hell for you.
Oh, it is, yeah.
You don't even have to try.
Nope.
The carrot sees those teeth coming and it separates itself. Yeah, straight up, dude. Right?
They call me a rabbit. What about you?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I always get made fun of because my eyes are always like closed.
So he'd make you chinky?
Probably.
You?
Because like even in like if I showed you my ID in high school photos, it always looks like I'm high or something.
Because
I'm like, oh, because of like.
Yeah, thick eyebrows.
So the guy would make you look like you're high?
They would just make. They'd probably make me look hairy or something. I don't know. Round faced? I don't know.
No, oh, do you have a round face?
I have a round face. What are you talking about?
You guys are perfect.
No, we're not.
I don't know what I would exaggerate. If I was an artist, I don't know what I would exaggerate.
I'd give Andrew more of a chin.
Mm-hmm.
You have a strong chin, though.
I think he has a great chin.
Yeah,
I'm jealous of that chin.
I think I've already done it and they did that.
What did they do?
I think I was a kid and they did in Hawaii.
It just just fucked you up as a child. Just went, no, you 8-year old, let me just square your shit out.
Do you have big ears?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Andrew's too attractive.
Yeah.
They just hand him back handsome Squidward. Hey man, I couldn't find anything. So I just made it better.
I just drew you.
Yeah. In all your glory. Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, but that guy's not
in the wrong though.
No. He's not making fun of her. He just likes the photo.
But I get it. Yeah. She's insecure.
Yeah. So
I'm not trying to bring to light something that sucks.
Yeah.
That probably makes her feel bad. Yeah. But what's crazy is like what I think is really cool is like you, like one of your favorite things about girls with their nose.
Yeah.
You like really unique nose.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's a very like not common thing that people like. You know? Yeah.
I think that's why. With a lot of the people I've been with too, like I've always liked the trait they hated about themselves the most.
Right.
I don't know. So it's really endearing when you do meet someone who likes you.
True.
For the way you are.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next one.
All right.
Okay. A lady on a plane starts preaching loudly and I respond, I had a flight canceled and rescheduled thanks to a storm last week. After I rebooked the flight, landed, but a woman near us loudly declared that we should all thank Jesus, that our flight made it, and we should give him a round of applause.
Fuck off.
I began clapping and yelled, "Woohoo! Thank you, Satan. You rule."
Oh, shit.
I got a dirty look from my girlfriend, and two other ladies looked at me as well. She said, "She has her beliefs and you have yours." I told her the difference was I wasn't loudly bothering her and with mine and was merely responding to her preaching. Mm. On the way home, my girlfriend told me I caused an unnecessary human interaction and I shouldn't have said anything. Am I in the wrong?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
I am very vocal as a person. I think like I will speak up when there's like in a lot of scenarios or something like that. I just did it this weekend to some Korean lady at a Jazz Cat.
What'd you say?
Bro, she was just being so crass and so loud and distasteful that like it was making everyone uncomfortable. So I went up to her at the table because even like the employees were like just kind of like, and I was like, dude, like I've never wanted to leave a restaurant quicker than sitting next to you guys. Not necessarily the one girl, it's just one other girl.
Yeah.
Like I know your whole life.
Yeah.
Because you're just airing out your dirty laundry and saying really messed up things about a lot of people. I get if you're venting, but she was just like calling everyone else toxic, saying like she was just talking shit about everyone that she knows in her life. No, she was young, like our age, dude.
Oh shit.
But she was super loud and like just like fucking this, fucking that, like fucking shit. And I was like, dude, like just
definitely Korean.
She was so like out of pocket. Yeah, and like look, you can vent, you can do that shit, but like don't like
make it public.
Yeah, and like do that where everyone's else trying to have a dinner and they're just trying to relax, you know? Exactly. I do speak up, but like he's in the wrong for sure.
Yeah,
because like she's just like that lady is just she has her belief, whatever. Even if you don't believe it and it is like kind of like a little ridiculous. You know what I mean? For her to like publicly acknowledge it for everyone. Yeah. You don't have to be an asshole.
Exactly.
By doing the same thing and doing it in a connotative manner to make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just because you're like, oh, I don't.
It's kind of being douchey.
Yeah, like that's very like, you're a dickhead.
Yeah. Honestly. It is, yeah.
Kind of just let her be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's not distasteful. If she was getting up and saying, you guys should fucking.
Yeah.
Like, the thank God context. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah, read the room, idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
He just wanted to be funny.
I like when people do that and it's just like super
totally backfires.
Like,
yeah.
Damn, okay. Dude.
Yeah. Just,
good job. What's this guy's name?
They don't have names.
Damn, I want to call him out by name. You're.
He sounds like
Listen, a- Steve. Listen here, Steve.
Fucking Steve.
That's such just some Steve shit you do, huh? Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Fucking Steve.
Oh fuck!
He would sound like a Steve.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah. I was gonna say
or Dennis. Alan. Yeah, Alan Dennis. It's a white guy for sure. Yeah, that wasn't very funny, Devin. She has her religion, and you have yours. Jesus, Devin, or should I say Satan, Devin?
Oh. That was so good.
Your characters are on another level.
I love it.
You're too much like Fred Armisen, bro.
Fred Armisen?
You're so
bro,
good.
I love Fred Armisen, bro.
That's who he reminds me of.
Who's that?
Portlandia, bro.
Or
I love him. He's so good.
He was the anchorman. He was the one. He's like, you play jazz flute.
Yeah. You play jazz flute.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Yeah.
He's always good at characters.
Yeah.
I love him. That's funny you say that. He's one of my favorites.
Oh, shit.
Okay, next one. Am I wrong for pimping my brother out?
Whoa.
She, 18, has been in love with him, who's 19, for so many years. Last week, she offered me $50.
Wait, sorry, Andrew.
What happened?
Can you, she's 18.
The girl that, that...
Is pimping him out?
No. So the girl, I think she's at least like 24.
It's his... sister that is pimping her brother out to a girl that's 18
and her brother's 19.
And how old is the sister?
I think she's at least like 20 something.
Why do I feel like this has nothing to do with pimping? Continue.
Okay. Last week, she offered me $50 to leave the apartment and take my mom out for the day so that she can have him all to herself. She told me to come up with something to get my mom out. So I asked my mom to and took her out to an art exhibit. When we were outside, I texted her and she went over to my place. Then she confessed to him and had sex with him. Now they're dating. I still feel kind of bad though, since I did sell my brother for $50 and treated him like an object and dehumanized him. Am I wrong for doing this?
Wait a second. Wait, what? That's not pimpy, is it?
Yeah, because there's a transaction. I mean, you didn't offer him any safety.
Yeah.
Were you protection?
Do you take 40%?
Yeah. How much goes to the house?
Yeah. What the fuck?
What kind of pimp are you? You're the dumbest pimp ever. You don't even make any money.
You know who's a better pimp?
No, just kidding.
Butters. Butters. Yo, I love him. When he has a pimp.
I love that episode. Yeah.
That's not really pimp. I mean, just because you...
What is a pimp? We should ask a pimp named Slickback.
The definition of a pimp: a man who controls prostitutes and arranges clients for them, taking part of their earnings in return.
You're not a pimp just because of gender already. This is a man.
I know.
I know. It says a man.
A ma'am?
A man.
A ma'am.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. Wait, who paid who? I forgot.
The girl paid the sister.
The girl paid the sister to have a long time with the brother.
But was the money to just take the mom out?
It was just them to get out.
Yeah.
I guess it's like, did the sister just pocket it?
Pretty much.
Or did she... Oh, I thought she used it to take her out.
Or just... To use that money into whatever the fuck.
Like, if she used the money to at the event with the mom, correct?
Yeah.
Then it's not pimping because she's just paying for the sister and the mom to get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
While she gets down for a dick appointment.
Can I tell you guys?
That's kind of hot though, bro. I wish someone was like, yo.
Can I tell you guys my story of my first kiss? Because
you got pimped out?
Yeah.
It actually kind of reminded me of the story a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, please.
So when I used to go to this one school, mm-hmm. I had a friend who was like 5 years older than me, right? And she was like really hot, right? And everyone had a crush on her.
And you made out with a girl 5 years older than you?
Yeah, I was 19 and she was 24.
Oh.
Yeah. So
everyone... This got depressing right when he said the ages.
Why?
Who the fuck has their first kiss at 19?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a late bloomer. Yeah.
When was your first kiss?
Like, what do we define kiss?
First kiss with the girl.
Like, peck?
Whatever.
I think I was like 9.
Damn.
Pimpin'.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, it's okay. Does my mom count? So, when I was 19, going back. So, classmate, she was really hot. Everyone had a crush on her. We hung out, and I thought we were just going to be friends with her, right? So the whole day we spent, like, we went shopping, just spending the time. I brought her back to my place. We're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister shows up, right? And my sister's like, oh, so what are you guys doing tonight? And we're like, oh, we're just going to hang out. So my sister brought up some soju bottles, and we started drinking. And she's like, hey, you know what would be fun right now? If you go to karaoke. I'm like, cool. So she hit up one of her friends to go karaoke with us, right? Mm-hmm. So me and that hot chick were in the back seat. She was buzzing, bro.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden she gave me gum. So we're in I'm in the back seat with her.
Your sister gave you gum?
No, my sister in the front seat with her friend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the back seat with that girl.
And the girl gave you gum?
The girl gave me gum for some
reason. Oh, because she was ready to make out with me.
I didn't know that. So then we go on the freeway.
She's like, your breath stank.
She fucking grabs me and we start fucking making out in the back seat and we're going fucking at it. And we're just fucking making out and like fucking.
Your sister didn't pimp you, bro. She was like the ultimate
wingman.
I know. But that's why it kind of reminded me of the story. And then the thing is, what was really funny was like, I was like fingering the fuck out of this chick too.
Jesus and then Christ. That really fucking escalated. Yeah, my first kiss was all at the same time. I was just digging my fingers deep in that shit, no, son.
And at one moment, she like fucking moaned. And all I hear my sister like, oh my God.
Your sister didn't block the cock.
She did not.
She groomed that shit.
Yeah.
So we got
your sister helped stroke your dick.
She did. Yeah. And then
as weird as that sounds,
we got to the karaoke place, and then her and her friend they went upstairs and left us in the car. Right. We're about to like go all the way.
Jesus, with your sister?
No, they left. They left the car.
Oh, I thought they just got out of the car and were looking through the window. No,
my sister's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like,
after, this is not after what I you started a finger banging her.
Yeah.
So, finger bang. I didn't even have bang, protection, bang, bro. Finger bang.
Yeah.
Sounds like something I know.
But before I even got there, her friend came down like, hey, we gotta go. Let's get going, bro. We gotta get out. And then, yeah, that was not my first kiss.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Your first kiss.
Yeah.
Took you to third base.
Yep.
And almost closed.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because your sister just brought hooked you up, bro.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
Were you drunk too, though? Or you were buzzing?
I was not as... She was... Dude. Oh, no, I was buzzing, but she was
yes,
like,
you were, because you would never mess with a girl that's buzzing. Oh, you're sober. Yeah, good job.
I got taken advantage of, bro. Because she initiated, and I was like, oh, fuck, okay, let's can we fucking go.
Just because she met with you and you were drunk doesn't mean you got taken advantage of.
Okay.
Just FYI. All
right. But, like, she was, like, we had the same amount, but, she was just like, all right, ready? And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
This is gnarly, bro.
That was Yeah.
Story went hella crazy.
I know.
That was okay, my first kiss.
Yeah, so I don't remember the question. I just thinking of Han just finger banging some girl in the back of his sister's car. Sister sounds way cooler than the girl that has the dragon and the phoenix tattoo.
Same
Whoever
sister.
This girl is, that's just pretty legit.
Okay, so that's the thing, though. Would your sister be in the wrong? Let's say she pimped you out. She took $50 from that girl.
I think it's a little weird to take money and just pocket it.
That's mm-hmm. true. Yeah.
But, I mean, I thought that she was doing that. Like, the friend was doing that to kind of just be like, oh, here, spend this and take her out.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think it's like, yo, go buy yourself some food while I go go fucking ride this shit.
Why ride your brother's cack?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of dope, bro. I wish I had some girl that was like.
$50, that's not enough. What if she wants wings?
It's not enough, Dad.
Don't buy pay-per-view. I just think if the money went to just in her pocket to go buy herself some whatever, I don't know, drugs, some cigarettes, then that's not cool. You are a pimp.
Yeah.
But you're not even a pimp. If you took everything and you didn't give your brother anything, then.
Is this a win-win situation for everyone, though? Brother gets laid. The girl wants to get laid.
Yeah, what if the brother didn't want to get laid?
True. But he got laid. So just by standard,
she sounds like she forced him.
Mm-hmm.
I was kidding.
Damn.
Let's not go down there.
We don't know the context, but it's nice that he got laid.
Where did you spend the money?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Sephora.
If she used it on the mom for the day.
For both of them.
Because if you're a chick trying to get your boy's dick, right? Uh-huh. You're like, I'm gonna get that shit. I'm gonna get that dick. I'm a dig ride tonight.
Yep.
I'm gonna give me the dick.
Yeah.
You know?
That big cock.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If you're trying to do that and you're just like, here's $50, don't spend it all in one place. Right? Right? If you're doing that, then you're just like, you're the pimp.
Yeah.
You're a fucking player, dude. You're just like, yo, take this money and just get the fuck out of here, kid. I'm gonna get me some shit. You know what I mean?
Like, John Travolta right here.
But that's what I'm saying, right? That's the difference.
Yeah, I got you.
Versus you're like, hey, I don't have a lot of money to get that dick.
Yeah.
All I got's a 50 on me. Can that get me a good night? Can you see the difference? Where did the money go and how was it given?
Yeah. It's like trial, bro.
Can I smash your brother, but all I got is a 50? Like, I can't even do the full 100. You know what? I'll take it. Whatever. You know?
You got an hour.
Yeah, you got an hour. You know what I mean?
We'll be back in an hour.
That's what I'm saying. That's the difference of pimp or not.
We want to target, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. I don't... So I can't really answer this. I can't answer if she's wrong or not.
I don't think she's wrong.
I do. I'm going to say yes.
What if she said no, and the brother got mad?
Brother doesn't know.
What if she took the money and didn't leave?
What?
She's like, hey, can you... I'm going to give you $50. Can you take your mom and you get out so I can get PP?
Yeah.
And then she takes the money and then sits there and she just pocketed the $50.
Oh, wow.
And she stayed home and the mom stayed home and they they sat the little brother in between them and watched the movie. And the girl came over and she's like, you just got played, son. You know, like.
Oh, fuck. That's smart of her.
Right?
Yeah.
Hustled. You ain't a pimp, you a hustler.
You're killing agitated, bro. Fuck.
All his comedy chops are coming out today.
Yeah.
My what?
Comedy chops.
Yeah.
No, I had my bowl of witties this morning. Just kidding. I forgot to eat breakfast, actually. Bro, chill out. It's not that funny.
Bowl of witties. Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Okay, next one.
Ready. Give it to me.
Am I wrong for physically taking food away from a coworker who tried to take it all home after a party and not share with everyone?
Bro, this hits home too hard.
No, I found it.
Go for it. Let's go.
So I recently quit a job after 4 years. During my last 2 weeks, I trained a new hire. We'll call her Amy. She's 60 years old.
Fucking Amy.
I became very close with my coworkers at this job. And there's only about like 9 employees and we all became family. My boss surprised me by closing the place and inviting some of my family and catering Panera Bread as a going away party. And it was very nice. We had tons of salad, sandwiches, bagels. My boss tried to get me to take it all home. I said the only right thing to do is to share with everyone. A lot of the employees are low income. One of the employees is 18 years old who is struggling to pay his bills. I told everyone that my boss and I would package everyone up the leftovers. Amy then chimes in, and while we're at the dinner table, saying, if not my dog, I would sure love that food. We clean the table and cut the cake. While we are sitting and talking about the past 4 years working together, Amy just disappears. My one coworker and I went and saw a bag filled with sandwiches, bagels, countless bowls of soup, etc. There were a few bagels left over on the counter. I then take all that shit out of the bag while she wasn't around and made 8 individual paper bags full of food for everyone to take. She then walks back and said, where did my bag go? And I said, Amy, everyone is getting an equal amount of food. I told you this already. She then says, well, Tanya, our boss said that I can take the rest of it home. I go back into the room and she was trying to leave with 5 of the brown paper bags I made. I then stopped her, ripped the bags away from her, and she left. She didn't say another word and that was that. Am I in the wrong for ripping those bags out of her hand?
Did Amy pull out her phone and say, tell me you're Asian without telling me you're Asian?
Oh, fuck.
Bro, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm fucking sorry. I'm on one today, dude.
Oh, fuck. Oh, she's a fan of the show, too.
How do you know?
Because she said.
When?
She texted me.
She did?
Yeah, she said, I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know who the fuck you are.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't know my ex watches the show.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
That's funny.
Damn.
Bro, when you said it, like, I couldn't.
I know, I saw.
It was like several things that went through my head.
I was watching, but then I was also, I guess, like, I gotta read.
Okay. Okay, so let's get back to the question before I say some other stupid shit.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm sorry, man. Everything's pent the fuck up.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so.
Call her.
Yeah. What's up, babe? It's been a while.
Oh, shit. God damn, dude.
Okay, let's get back to it.
All right.
Is Amy poor?
Amy is 60 years old. Everyone, 60. Everyone,
60?
Yeah, everyone in this workplace supposedly is all low income families.
Bro, then that's like, fuck off, dude. Yeah. Like, the boss said.
She said that the boss said that she could take the rest, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah, we're taking it that Amy said
but
that.
But then earlier, they say everyone can go home the same amount.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's been established.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe a good amount of the party didn't want the food to take home.
Amy's being really Asian about this, huh?
Yeah, bro, for real. I thought I'd show up to this potluck with some Tupperware and some Ziplocs. No. Did Amy bring food to this business ordeal?
No, the boss brought
it. The boss brought it.
The boss brought it all.
The boss, the host.
And Amy took
the host.
Amy took the food bag. Home.
She was trying to take all the food.
At least five or eight portions of food.
Eight portions of food.
Yeah.
And did not contribute.
No.
Mm-hmm. And said the boss said it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And try to
okay,
take more.
Let's do this systematically, okay? Let's break this down. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this, boys. I wish I was like a gay detective. Like that's what I'm trying to go for right now.
Dude, we should make a fucking series of that.
Yeah.
The fuck is going on here?
So we need to really just establish a baseline, guys, and we're just going to figure this shit out right now, okay? We're going to find this bitch. We're going to get her.
This bitch.
Nice kidding. Okay, so I think let's assume the boss brought the food.
Mm-hmm.
The party happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss said, you can take all the rest of the food home. Eight portions of food. Let's assume that.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. We'll do what is it called? Like rhetoric. Like
yeah.
Truth.
Yeah.
Statement, okay. Statement. What's the ending again? I forgot. If then statement. Sorry, never mind. Modus ponens. Right? You're trying to make it factual, valid and sound.
Mm-hmm.
It can be valid, but yeah, I'm just going on a fucking tangent.
You lost me.
I love symbolic logic. That was my favorite math ever in rhetoric. I think that helped me depict how people construct sentences correctly. And I always thought like that, so super sick. Anyways, we're saying... You know what's funny is if I wrote what this is on a board, because I can do a truth serum and tell you if this is like true or not.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or valid. And it doesn't mean that it is. It's just, you'd probably be like, what the fuck is this ATG dot squiggle V A? Yeah, exactly. So we're just going to say that for the sake of saying it. All
right.
Okay. Scenario one. Boss brought the food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone ate food.
Mm-hmm.
Amy asks boss, can I take home the rest of the food? Because no one else is getting it. We're just assuming that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tanya says, take the rest of the food home. Who's the lady that is like pulling the bags out of Amy's hand?
Amy.
Oh, pulling them
out. Pulling them out of Amy's hand.
Oh, it's just the writer. No, yeah. The writer.
Of course she wouldn't put her name.
The writer.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm anonymous, but I'll out these fucking people. You stupid coworkers. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you, man. Write it on Reddit, you petty ass. This is assuming that Tanya said take home eight portions of food, which already sounds a little outlandish. Okay, but we're just assuming it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is she in the wrong because some other stupid coworker is snatching it out of her hand?
Well, the writer is the one that's snatching it out of
her hand. Yeah, the writer's
snatching. That's what I'm saying.
And the party's for the writer.
It's
her last like
day.
Yeah, but why does she give a fuck? Because it's her party?
But everyone's loyal.
If I have a birthday cake and someone bought it for me and I didn't buy it, and they're like, yo, take it home. And I'm like.
But it's your birthday cake, though. But what if someone else took the whole cake?
They said, oh, you know what? It's leftover cake. No one's eating it. Take it home. The person that bought the cake.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I see what you mean. Because Tanya bought it, Tanya has the right to tell who can.
If it's a birthday, I understand more.
Yeah.
But it's just a goodbye party for the office. Tanya is being a homie by buying the whole office food.
But who established that everyone's going to go home with leftovers?
The writer.
Fucking Tanya. Fucking.
No, the writer. So why?
Oh, yeah.
Writer had no.
Can
power.
We give the writer a name?
Emma.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, but there's is context. Tanya did say that she never said anything to Amy.
Ooh.
Okay, well, now we can start over. Now we have some fucking facts. Thanks a lot, Emma. Put it at the bottom and we don't even know the facts. It's all about facts, guys. Now we know some. Now we know something. Now we can get somewhere. Seriously, though, right? Finally, shit. So the boss never said anything. Tanya never said anything.
No. The boss is clueless.
Yeah.
And so Amy's a lying sack of shit.
Yeah.
And she's probably Asian, right? With the Tupperwares. I didn't say it. I'm just repeating what Hans said.
We lost a viewer. We lost a fan. It's not even.
I'll play. Okay. Okay. So this makes a lot more sense now. A lot more. It's more. Well, that's kind of fucked up, right? Yeah. Because Amy's trying to take home food. That isn't hers to take home.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be for everyone in the office. And Amy didn't contribute.
Yeah.
For.
And Amy's a new worker, too.
For Emma's. Yeah.
Goodbye. So a new person just came in and said, I'm a two.
I get why Emma's jaded, because it's like she's maybe she's not getting pushed out, but like just for the sake of it, like she's leaving and someone new is coming in. And that person who's new, who has no baseline and establishment, Amy to the workspace and is already like, I'm going to take this shit home. Dude, Amy's fucking Asian. I'm sorry. It's 100%. Yeah. Or she's old, right? She's geriatric.
60 years old.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. She's old. She's geriatric. Fuck off. She's just old as shit. Is Emma old?
No, Emma seems like she could be in her like 40s or 30s or...
Emma sounds younger.
She's on Reddit.
She's been... Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she was only in the job for 4 years, so she's still
25.
Yeah, she sounds really fucking young. Yeah. Damn, this is getting way more complex. I need like a whiteboard, dude. Emma, 25, leaving company.
Yeah.
Amy,
60. Geriatric.
Probably geriatric.
Probably Asian.
Most likely Asian. But that's why she's geriatric, because she could be like some just old lady that's just because she might have grown up in the Great Depression and she's used to taking shit home and she's a hoarder and she's just old and you can't break that cycle. And boss
Tanya
didn't say shit, just bought the food, right?
And invite Emma's family to come too.
Yeah.
To say the goodbye.
Yeah.
Amy's just fucking old.
Yeah.
And she's a hoarder. You young piece of shit. Fuck off, dude.
Oh, now that you say it like that, I guess.
It kind of, doesn't it make a little sense?
Yeah.
I understand. It is not in the greatest context. It is not with the best foot forward.
Taking food away from.
Taking food away from. Well, not that, but like just the fact that like. She sounds oblivious and not thinking. Mm. And that's what happens to old people. They deteriorate, you know, at a rapid rate. It sounds like Emma would be like, yo, just because you live a long life doesn't mean you can't come to a short end. And then snatch the bags, fuck, right?
Yeah.
It does sound a little fucked up because she's older, right? What do you think? What do you think? I'm sorry, I'm telling you.
No, it makes sense. That's why it's so fucking funny, bro.
It's complicated. This is a good one. I like this one, Andrew.
I was saving it for...
Oh, fuck.
Thank you. It just depends.
It would have been nice if...
she just asked the person. Yeah, if Amy asked Emma.
You know, there's a lot of leftovers. Can I just take a little bit more?
Yeah.
If she came out like that, I think it would have been better.
But it's just funny because you know she's old as fuck because she tried to take it twice, right? She tried to take it.
Where's the bag?
You took my only food.
Now I'm going to starve. And this 25-year-old bitch comes out of nowhere. No, you fucking not going to take that food.
Yo, I think like being that dramatic, melodramatic, just to be pulling food from an old lady just because you feel entitled about your party is a little shitty. I think you gotta like look at yourself if you're
a great lawyer.
If you're ripping, no, I think I'd be a good therapist or psychologist.
Okay,
but I also like law.
Yeah. So you're everything.
Yes, I am Johnny Sins' little brother.
Jimmy Sins.
Jimmy Sins.
You're Johnny's brother. The guy that
sing for us.
Oh, fuck my head, bro. Oh, fuck.
The partially most interesting man in the world. With approximate knowledge of everything.
Oh my god, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're taking food from an old lady just because you're mad it's your party, then you gotta look at yourself. Right?
Oh fuck, bro. Oh shit.
Andrew, come on. God. Give me a bone here. Am I wrong?
No.
No.
It is fucked up.
Yeah.
If they were the same age and they're just trying to take your food that you brought to the party and your boss is having for you, then it would be Amy's fault.
But they're all low income. That was like very mentioned.
I like how, yeah, she wrote that. She wrote that. Emma sounds petty, bro, low-key. Yeah.
Like, I'm leaving this place for poor people.
Yeah, I'm leaving. You better have a party for me.
And he's hired a 60-year-old as a replacement.
Yeah, oh my god, like...
He's trying to take fucking food?
Yeah, what my food?
Bagels?
My 8 portions?
Yeah.
You can only take like 3.
But 8?
That's 8 too is much. Pushing it. Take 6. Take 7. But 8?
Is there 9 people working here?
9.
That's where I crossed the line. Yeah. That is my number that I do not pass.
At least she's going to take 8, not all of it.
She left a plate. It's like... Yeah. She left a plate for Emma. Emma's a fucking asshole.
Bitch. Ungrateful bitch.
Yeah, man. Emma. Jeez. Bruh.
Emma, you
didn't even pay for that.
I know.
They didn't even have to throw you a party.
That's true.
They didn't even have to throw you a party. Yeah. But they did.
And your family came.
And they offered that.
Yeah.
Tanya offered you an extension of yourself.
Yeah.
To celebrate you.
Exactly.
Leaving a company.
Yep.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah. Tanya is like the boss of the year for sure.
Yeah. Tanya, A plus, baby girl.
Yeah. Keep doing you, baby girl.
You got it. You go.
Yeah.
And Emma, look at yourself in the mirror.
You and fucking Amy, 25-year-old.
I just hope you get home safe with all that food and you don't trip and dislocate your hip. Because that eight bags of food is a lot to carry.
Yep.
Fuck Emma, bro. Fuck you, author. Go fuck yourself.
It's Panera. It's not that great.
It's Panera. Yeah, it's
Panera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're low income, no one wants Panera.
No.
You can't even give that shit away.
Can't get Chipotle or Panera Express.
I'm just kidding.
Express. That's fine. Yeah. Poor income. Might as well be Little Caesar.
Okay, I wasn't going to go there. Chill, relax.
Poor.
Oh, shit. I'm ready for the next one.
Okay. Am I wrong for not telling a woman I slept with that I'm bisexual? I got to admit that I'm a slutty bisexual guy.
Damn, did you write this?
No.
What? That was strong.
It literally is strong. Wow. Literally.
Okay. I like that confidence.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm a slutty bisexual guy.
Okay.
Hell yeah. You get it, boy.
Yeah.
I've been in Spain for the past week and a half, and I've hooked up with 4 strangers while I've been here. I always make it clear that I'm not interested in anything serious, but I don't tell women I'm bi unless they ask. I've been thinking it's none of their business, but now I'm questioning that. So when I hooked up with a woman, let's call her M, I didn't tell her I'm bi.
This is the same Emma?
Panera bitch.
Yeah, she would get mad over that too.
A couple days ago, M approached me telling me she found out I slept with her gay friend. Oh. I didn't know they were friends when I hooked up with him.
But he's a sexy bitch.
Yeah. He's a sexy, he's a slutty, slutty bisexual.
He's a sexy little slut.
Yeah.
She was upset and said I should have told her I'm bi. She said she wouldn't have slept with me if she had known. She said this means I tricked her into having sex and now she's worried that she caught HIV from me.
Because she slept with her friend that's a guy?
You brought the HIV card, bro.
I know. Because you're gay?
Damn.
I want to say that I'm super careful about my sexual health. I'm on PrEP. I use condoms and I get tested frequently.
Damn.
Am I in the wrong for not telling
him? Slutty but responsible.
A sexy little slut.
I want to fuck him now.
Responsible ass slut.
Slutty and responsible. Best Dude, combo.
What more could you want?
Add some bacon on that burger. Yeah.
It's turning into food now.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
So is the guy in the wrong for not telling M?
Fuck no.
Fuck Emma.
The guy's in the wrong for Emma.
She's 60.
Yeah. That sexy little slut is old as fuck.
She's gonna die soon anyway. What if she has HIV? Who gives a fuck?
Damn. No. Stop. Emma's stop the young one.
Oh, I know. I'm kidding.
You got it backwards. Yeah. Just think you're crime and time. It's okay.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. I learned.
Good job, man. Yeah, I like when you fuck up more.
So is the guy in the wrong for not telling the girl?
Slutty bisexual. All right, so let's break it down. Where's the whiteboard?
Dude, it'd be so cool to have a little roller in here. Right? Like, let's get these facts on the board. That would be fun. We should do that next episode.
We should, yeah. Okay, so he's a slutty bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
That's not relevant, but that is his name.
It is.
That's we'll his name.
What's his name? Slutty bisexual.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's hard.
He's open.
That goes hard.
Yeah, he's open. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows himself. He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he wants.
He gets tested. He knows
how to do it.
Yep. What the fuck? No, he's straight up. I love it, bro.
He's that's dope. Yeah. Responsible.
Like, I'm not gay, but I'm turned on by his confidence.
Fucking swag. I'm turned on by his security in himself. Dude. His ability.
Yeah, dude.
To not put anyone else in danger.
Right.
Even though he is a sexy little slut.
Yeah.
Probably got a nice little butt.
Em's just mad.
Yeah.
I'm just mad because she thought she was the important one.
Nah, I think, look, he shouldn't have slept with her friend.
But they didn't know. He didn't know.
Oh, I thought he knew.
No, he didn't know.
I thought he was like, I'm a little sexy slut.
I thought that you saw my gay friend. Oh, I didn't know you guys are friends.
Yeah.
Oh, then that's.
Because he just hooks up with anybody.
Bro, is everyone named M like a little petty ass shit?
I think so. Anything with an M is dangerous.
Mario.
Dangerous.
Megan.
Slutty.
Marcus.
I have a friend named Marcus.
Is he a sexy little slut?
He actually is a sexy little slut, yeah.
Did he write this?
Oh, shit, I gotta hit him up.
Marcus.
Yeah.
You been getting ass?
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, he's not in the wrong.
Why is this? Dude.
She's what? Tripping.
Yeah, you tripping,
yeah.
Dude. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I found out that if I slept with a girl and she slept with my, like,
you know what?
Lesbian friend, I wouldn't care.
She's mad.
Yeah, she's just mad.
Yeah.
Because her friend is hot.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got at that.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? Your friend rode that shit way better than you did.
Yep.
Or your friend gave it to me way better than I gave it to you.
Yeah.
I don't know how that
Why would she get mad, though? That's what I'm curious about.
I think she's homophobic, Loki. I think she just doesn't have issues with the dude having sex with her.
Like, because she just accused him that he has, like, HIV.
Like, you don't do that,
exactly.
Bro.
That was low blow for sure. Yeah.
You don't bring the monkeys into this.
Exactly.
You don't bring the AIDS talk.
Nope.
Who else died of AIDS?
Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
Eazy-E.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that basketball player?
he's still alive.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah. It was Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
Well,
damn.
Who'd you think it was?
I don't know. Someone I didn't care about?
Like, if you bang the chick and then I bang the chick after, okay. Why would you get mad?
Okay, chill out, dude.
Like, why would you get mad? Right?
In what world?
I know. I had to pay. So, you know what I mean?
Andrew got it for free.
Yeah, I had to pay, though. No. So, I wouldn't get mad.
Yeah.
Right, so if you got mad because you banged your gay best
friend. It's not about that.
But it's not about that.
So, it isn't. Yeah, you're right. You called it, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Bisexuals must be very, very advantageous.
Are they gender fluid now? There's different categories, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, they can fuck anything. That's pretty fucking badass.
My friend used to think this guy that pots and pans sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Pots and
yeah. He fucks kitchen equipment? No.
Yeah.
Pansexual.
Okay. Can you define pansexual for me?
Dude, I don't know all of them.
Okay.
Straight up. There's bisexual, pansexual, gender fluid.
Pansexual means like you like everything, apparently.
Is that the one that it doesn't matter what you define yourself as. You can be attracted to everything.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Is that right, Andrew?
You look it up. Pansexual.
Mm-hmm. Let's educate ourselves.
Yes. We are progressive. Let's
be sexy, pansexual.
Sexy sluts.
Is the romantic, emotional, and sexual connection. Attraction to people regardless of their gender.
Yeah. Called it. Yeah. I'm on my shit.
There we go.
I doubted myself.
Yeah.
Can't lie. But it's pretty hard.
Pansexual.
And then what's gender fluid? Can you look that one up?
You get to decide what your gender is.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one day you want to be a girl, you're a girl. And one day you want to be a boy. Right?
Is that what it is?
Something like
a
that.
A person is gender fluid when they don't identify solely as male or female, and their gender identity changes over time.
Yeah.
Thus, the term refers to a change in person.
I thought they expression. Just wake up one day and I'm like, you know what?
I'm gonna be a dude.
I'm a dude.
Yeah.
They just feel they can identify with both.
Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense because I have a friend that's gender fluid, and that makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. It's just the definition. You have to say it correctly. Mm-hmm. Because then it's out of context and can be wrong, and then it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have to be careful. Yeah, that lady's M sucks.
Yeah. HIV. She pulled out the HIV card, dude. Because you're gay, you might have gotten me HIV.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucked up.
Damn.
M fucking sucks.
Yeah.
On the planet of this sucks donkey dick. Yeah.
On a planet of everything sucks. fuck.
No TV for a week.
Slutty bisexual. Sick.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah.
That should have been like our AOL.
Slutty bisexual.
Yeah. And maybe that's too early for that time. But.
I know. fuck. Good one.
Next one?
Next one.
Yeah. Next one?
Last
okay.
one.
Last one. Okay.
This better be good.
All right. Am I wrong for wanting to break up over a hot dog?
This is serious, guys.
Dude, you're going to...
fucking serious.
Let me just say, before we start...
A hot dog.
Bro. You do not bring a glizzy into this.
Yeah. A glizzy?
Yeah, dude.
You know how sophisticated a glizzy is?
It's not just any glizzy. It's a Costco
glizzy. Costco glizzy? Bruh. The one that gives you those disgusting burps.
$1.50.
But goes in like just slide down my gullet.
$1.50. $1.50.
Glizzy.
$1.50, glizzy. $1.50.
I need to hear this.
Okay.
You
ready?
Hear this. Yeah. $1.50. I'm already pissed.
I want some.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years now. We've had a lot of ups and downs. Overall, I've loved him, or at least I felt like I did. On Sunday, we went to Costco to get some hot dogs at the food court. He placed the order and I had the cart. He walked up to the counter as he had the receipt in hand, so I took the cart near an empty table to get a place to sit. I see the cups on the table, so I go and fill my cup with lemonade. When I get back to the table, I notice that there's only one hot dog. I ask if he's seen my hot dog, and I'm merely convinced that someone stole my hot dog. Then he says, "Well, did you go grab it off the counter?" My jaw basically dropped off the floor. That this person who claims that to love me couldn't even grab the whole order and my hot dog. I had to take this receipt and bring it back to the counter and grab it. Honestly, it made me feel like he would drown me to save himself. Once I grabbed my hot dog, I clearly lost my appetite and ate my hot dog extremely so. I couldn't even say a word or look at him. Grabbing that hot dog for myself symbolized that he doesn't even respect me enough for this relationship to be courteous. When he clearly noticed I was eating slowly, he says, "Are we really going to fight over a hot dog? Go fuck yourself." I haven't said anything to him about it since because if that's what it's going to be, why should I? I talked about this whole story in therapy the next day. I don't know if anyone in his life, parents, grandparents, uncles, brothers in his life would ever pull a stunt like that to their partner. My best friend would never. My dad would never. I haven't even received any sort of apology from him, and it makes me feel like he's showing me what marriage would look like. We've not had a lot of sexual activities recently, which has always brought up fights. Whenever I try to tell him why I always get the fuck off or go fuck yourself comment, the comment that killed me a couple weeks ago is, "If we don't have any sex more than once a month, I'm going to have to start looking for other options." I don't ever want to have sex with him when he's drinking because he's not himself. I don't find him attractive when he's drinking because he's He's had a bender and been there through the times he's gone sick and needed a week to recover, basically. But again, I can't manage to tell him these things because I can't get my thoughts through without telling him to fuck, without him telling me to go fuck off. I've just been processing my thoughts the last couple of days and truly does feel like the straw has been broken. Am I wrong?
No.
Dude.
4 years?
Nah, bro. It's a glizzy, dude.
$1.50.
That dude fucked with her glizzy.
You don't fuck with the glizzy, bro.
Bro, hell no.
$1.50.
If he can go die. Fuck that guy.
Wait, that's the thing, though. Why did he bring the two drinks, but that's he didn't bring the other glizzy?
Because you know why? Because he's such a piece of shit. He's going to drink it all and be like, oh, I'm thirsty, and goes for the other one.
He's a piece of shit.
There's a lot of people I know.
That's a piece of shit, dude.
That have shit fucking partners. Yeah. And they do be treating them like, yep, like shit.
Yup.
Like shit.
Yup.
Yeah. Preach.
Yup.
You get
yup.
It.
Yup.
Yup or yup?
Yup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro.
I'm going to throw up my G yo, gang sign for glizzy.
Yo, that's gaslighting, though. He says, are we really going to go fight over a hot dog? Question mark.
And then go fuck yourself. In a relationship?
Bro, why?
In a relationship.
Are you with him? If that dude does not grab you a glizzy, he don't love you.
If he don't put ketchup and all your favorite shit on it and get a drink for you, drop that fool.
Seriously.
Get what with the me.
Fuck? Yeah, get with me. I'll get you more than $1.50 glizzy.
I'll get you a chicken bag.
You want? They just brought back the Caesar salad. You want that? I got you. Chicken Caesar salad.
We're taking the box home.
Yo,
we're taking the box of pizza home.
Try to break my bank at Costco. Just try. Whatever you want.
I'm Oprah. I'm everybody. I'm Bill Gates. $1.50 shit.
That's just dollar bills only. Yeah. Damn, dude.
Quarters?
Yeah, shoot.
$1.50
that's a glizzy. That's a members only establishment that you're allowed to go to.
You know, I'm pissed of like a lot of stuff, like politically and stuff.
Yeah.
But
this dude has no respect for the members only club.
I know.
Dude, what if this is in context that's not even his membership, it's her membership.
Oh, fuck. Ooh, Andrew.
That annual fee?
Andrew, drop it. Oh, dude, it is her membership.
It 100%. Is her membership. It is her membership.
Straight up.
It's her.
It membership. Probably has a really ugly, shitty photo of her. Because Costco does not fucking take flattering photos of you.
I know.
Ever. Dude, I don't even know what to say. I'm flabbergasted. I am in awe.
I'm appalled.
Yeah.
I am appalled by this behavior.
Dude, every single of his comments is like when he loses, it's like, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Bro, he literally has nothing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's not being fucked. So he's being petty.
You know what he doesn't care?
Dude.
You are getting fucked. You're getting fucked in the mouth every time you eat that glizzy, dude. Yeah. You don't even deserve a glizzy.
Exactly.
No, but the comment that he said last, if we don't have sex more than once a month, I'm going to have to start looking for other options.
Motherfucker, you ain't treating her right. That's why you're not getting that fucking pussy.
No. Why are you Forrest Whitaker right now?
Yeah, I know. Can you do the eye too?
I see no pussy coming your way. I don't see no pussy coming your
do
way.
Do the eye.
It just.
Oh, nice. Thanks. Yeah.
You don't fuck with glizzies, bro.
Bro, dude, like, yeah. Going to break up over a glizzy. Yeah. Straight up. Did she break up with him, or is she saying, is it weird
wanting
that I...
to.
Dude,
over a hot dog.
One, you are, not to fuck with the girl, but you are dumb to be with this dude, honestly. Yeah. Like, this is your choice to be with this guy. Like, you deserve so much better.
Can I just have a little quick monologue?
Please.
I don't understand why people place themselves in shitty situations, being treated like shit, being used. You're not a tool. It's a relationship, right? I don't understand.
Not a relation. What?
Shit.
Nice. Good one.
Why you gotta be treated like shit? Whoever, you know, people who are in those fucking shitty situations, rethink your life choices. Would your 5-year-old self be happy where you are?
You know what's funny is she kind of reiterates that really well. She says, like, my dad wouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. Right. My brother wouldn't do this. But she's still allowing it? Like, yeah. Why?
Why are you part of that?
She could be...
let go.
I understand people have issues. Yeah. Maybe, like...
Attachment.
Yeah, you know? Beyond have some... Maybe
but
some...
That's the thing,
it
though.
It sucks, dude.
Trauma from it something sucks, else. Yeah. But, like, dude, I really don't understand why people do that.
Yeah.
Like
there why? Are better people out there.
Bro, you think there's not... I don't understand this stuff. It's like, dude, there's so... How many 3 billion people?
6 billion, bruh.
In California.
Oh, sorry. I think we know the entire
no,
world.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Is it 6 billion?
Yeah.
Well, or 4 with billion, the, I think. Bruh. With this COVID shit, man. COVID babies?
Yeah.
Y'all be breeding. You need to chill out.
Exactly. But, yeah, man, just sucks. Empower yourself, please. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just it sucks. You got one life.
Peace.
Peace out. All right, guys. Well, that was our episode. Live your life to the fullest. Make your right choices. Think about, you know, your future self and your past self. Make yourself proud. All right.
Don't let anyone fuck with your glizzy.
Yeah. $1.50. Peace.